W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The White House says the Treasury Department is working with bank regulators as they step in to help two banks that collapsed.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington, where the president assures Americans their banking system is safe.
Every American should feel confident that their deposits will be there if and when they need them.
That after the extraordinary weekend action to protect depositors at two failed banks, Silicon Valley Bank of California and Signature Bank of New York. President Biden authorized a rare move, allowing the FDIC to preserve all the accounts at the two banks, and not just those under the traditional $250,000 insurance limit.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger further explains President Biden's action.
He said the depositors are going to be saved. The banks, their shareholders, and management, they will not be saved. That is very different than 2008. This is not a bailout. This is a rescue for depositors only.
The administration has also approved a big oil project. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more.
It's called the Willow Project. It's being run by ConocoPhillips along the northern slope of Alaska, what is the largest natural reserve of U.S. land anywhere in the 50 states. In essence, the White House and the Interior Department saying that these leases date back to the late 1990s, and ConocoPhillips would have had a good case in court to argue that they've had these leases. They're opting now to develop them, and the federal government can't stand in the way of an agreement that was made several years ago.
Former President Trump's ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, spoke ahead of his testimony before a grand jury in Manhattan about alleged hush money payments.
This is not revenge, right? What this is about accountability. I don't want to see anyone, including Donald Trump, indicted, prosecuted, convicted, incarcerated, simply because I fundamentally disagree with them. This is all about accountability. He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
A global study of toilet paper finds all the products tested contain toxic so-called forever chemicals. CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
A study of 21 major toilet paper brands in the U.S. and elsewhere found all contain PFAS, a class of toxic chemicals linked to cancer, fetal complications, and other serious health issues. The study looked only at how PFAS enters the food supply via wastewater contamination, not at any potential effects on individual consumers.
California is bracing for more wet weather.
This atmospheric river is supposed to hit tonight and go through Tuesday. So what they're doing now is they're using this time to complete any remaining rescues and, of course, to get resources into the right places.
Carter Evans in Northern California. The markets ended mixed. The Dow ended up down 90 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Common Sense for this Tuesday, March 7th. It is another beautiful day on Lake Wissota. I can tell because that moon is so big and bright out there. It's not quite full yet, but getting there. It was almost streetlight bright. Aaron Zommers, I don't know if you guys have clouds down in Madison or if you're able to see just how bright it was early this morning.
I don't know either because I was not looking outside.
Well, you got here somehow. Do you drive with your eyes closed or?
Usually not.
Okay. All right.
You haven't
looked outside, huh?
Not really. I was paying more attention to the roads as I was, still waking up a little bit.
Keeping your hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel, I understand. Yeah. Okay, that's all right.
And now I can't see the sky.
Safety first. All right, coming up this morning, Ms. Hendrickson Schools Congress. We are going to highlight testimony given to Congress last week by Corrine Hendrickson, the owner of a child care center in New Glarus. She laid out the things that lawmakers could be doing right now to ease the national labor shortage, improve small business health, and bring relief to working families. But spoiler alert, these necessary improvements that she lays out are not supported by many Republican lawmakers in Madison or Washington, even though they should be. Then we have a very busy 7 o'clock hour. First, we will talk about a community meeting in Abbotsford last Saturday on the topic of driver's licenses and putting road safety ahead of immigration politics and making sure that we have licensed drivers on the road, people who take a test and pass it and drive safely without worrying and then driving unlicensed and untrained because they're worried about their immigration status, which is a real concern out in parts of rural Wisconsin. And we will talk with one of the attorneys from the progressive legal group Law Forward about the ethics complaint the group has filed against former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman over his shambolic investigation into the 2020 presidential election. And Aaron, I have a college degree, and yet I'm going to admit to you, I'd never heard the word shambolic until yesterday. Might not even be saying it right, but it's in the complaint. We have called Michael Gableman's investigation haphazard, botched, ham-handed, chaotic. Apparently shambolic is one of those words that I wish had been in my vocabulary earlier.
Shambolic.
Yep, okay. I guess you're saying it correctly.
Well, thank you. You are really on the ball about that. Thank you. I appreciate that. So there we go. A shambolic investigation, which, again, that is not in dispute. What Michael Gableman will dispute is whether it's worthy of an ethics complaint to be filed against him for his so-called investigation. So look for that update coming up at 7:30 this morning. We will check in later with weatherology meteorologist Michael Cairo. And then Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio in Wausau joins us in the Civic Media Homeroom near the end of the show. And we would love to have your input on things. You can do so on the phones at 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. And our email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Let's see, we do have a question of the week. And that is this: with the Oscars coming up next weekend, what's your nominee for best movie of 2022? And that doesn't matter where you saw it. If you saw it in a theater, if it was on one of the streaming services like Netflix or Prime, if you saw it on cable like HBO or broadcast TV, what was the new movie in 2022 you liked best and would give them the award for best picture if you could? You can answer in the comments on Facebook if you watch the video feed of this program. You just have to go to the Up North News Facebook page, search for Up North News WI to find it, or Civic Media US to find the Facebook page for the Civic Media radio stations, or Bull Falls Radio for our station in Wausau. If you go to any of those Facebook pages right now, you will see Aaron and I yapping at one another through a video connection. And on that particular Facebook post, you can tell us what was your own nominee for Best Picture of 2022. So just a lot of things that allow you to participate, and we would love to have you take part in the show today. Quick look at sports. Not a lot going on. Just a quick update or two on some things, like the Milwaukee Bucks. They will be playing at Orlando this evening, 6 o'clock start time. The Marquette men's basketball team, as we noted, is the number one seed in the Big East tournament this week, and they will find out later if they will face St. John's or Butler on Thursday in New York during a quarterfinal of the Big East tournament. Meanwhile, the Badger men's basketball team will be taking part in the Big Ten tournament, and they will be playing tomorrow versus Ohio State. That game will be taking place in Chicago, and the start time there will be 5:30. And Tony Granato was let go as coach of the Badger men's hockey team. A disappointing season this year, and so new leadership will be at the helm next time around for the Badger hockey team. Quick reminder that there are many ways that you can listen or watch what we do besides the Facebook page that I just mentioned. We turn every hour's episode of Up North News Radio and all of the shows here on Civic Media into a separate podcast episode. So in our case, 2 hours a day, two podcast episodes a day. Go to wherever you subscribe to your podcasts and sign up and listen at your leisure. Or you can also listen back at the Civic Media homepage, civicmedia.us. Now we're going to take a break here and talk about what specifically daycare operators could use from Congress and the legislature if they wanted to be helpful to small business. That's coming up right after this break. You're Up North.
March 15th.
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of the 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is hosting a volunteer recruitment party for Judge Janet Protasiewicz at the Drunken Cobra in Wauwatosa tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. Free beer, free food, and live music from Evan Christian all night. Buy your ticket at Eventbrite or at the door.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Bright sunshine expected today with highs around 33. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows dip down to about 15. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 46. Mid-40s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Mixed precipitation possible at times Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, we're playing this today for one of the birthdays. Actress Jenna Fischer, Pam, is 49 years old today from The Office. Looking at a tweet here, let's see. This one's from Stacey Rosenzweig, who's a Milwaukee lawyer, who tweeted, 3 years ago this weekend, it was the last quote-unquote normal one for a lot of us, and we didn't even know it. Kind of. I mean, we all knew COVID was getting serious. We didn't know quite how serious it was getting to be. So, you know, it wasn't that normal, but compared to what happened right around St. Patrick's Day 3 years ago, this was kind of the end of an era, if you will, and we have been living with it ever since, obviously to a much lesser degree than in the past, but also after, you know, a million plus Americans have passed away. Tomorrow, we will be talking to folks from A Better Wisconsin Together. This group has been doing research and tracking on the extremists that are planning to come into Wisconsin on behalf of Supreme Court candidate, conservative former Justice Dan Kelly. And at least one of them is nationally recognized for espousing QAnon theories and other conspiracies, urging people to protest after the 2020 election, was on the Capitol grounds on January 6th during that fateful day. So that's a topic that we will be getting into tomorrow that we hope that you will follow us for. I did have one other thing I wanted to mention, and that was our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She joined us yesterday from Washington, D.C. And recall that Kristen is an obstetrician gynecologist, an OBGYN. And so she is a member of, I mean, you've heard of the American Medical Association. Well, then there's all these subspecialty groups, and she is a member of ACOG, which is the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. So keep that in mind when I talk about ACOG. So there are ACOG meetings going on in Washington, D.C. this week, and then members go out and they talk to their hometown members of Congress. You'll recall she said she was planning to meet with Congressman Glenn Grothman and others, but that in 13 trips to D.C. to talk to Senator Ron Johnson about ACOG matters that are important to OBGYNs. Ron Johnson has stiffed them all 13 times. So, hey, now that he's been reelected to a third term, maybe the 14th time is the charm. We'll see. Anyway, Dr. Lyerly put up this post last evening. And unfortunately, there's not a name attached, and that's her choice to use her discretion. But she posted on social media that a Republican member of Congress reached out to ACOG, the professional organization that represents over 60,000 OBGYNs, to warn us if we mention anything about abortion during our meeting tomorrow, they will block all ACOG priorities, the voice of women's health, indefinitely. Again, it was the Republican member of Congress who reached out to their group and said, if you mention anything about abortion, I will block all priorities of obstetricians and gynecologists, whatever else you.
Snuggle up with a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Current Technologies Incorporated and the Southwood County Humane Society. When the power goes out, contact Current Technologies Incorporated, your local Platinum Kohler generator dealer. Don't be left in the dark. Call 715-887-4444 to get more information about Kohler Standby Generator today.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
And preparing meals and replacing broken toys and reading stories and singing songs and paperwork, paperwork, paperwork. There's a math problem that isn't working itself out. Actually, a few math problems related to the wages daycare providers make. It's poor. Because otherwise the math doesn't work out for young parents on how much childcare costs. And without enough childcare providers, the math doesn't work out for an already troubling labor shortage. And then there's the worst math of all, politicians who couldn't care less. So long as the math works out for cutting taxes for the wealthy and cutting the safeguards that protect small businesses like childcare providers. Now, the funny thing is, that's the actual reason for the committee hearing that Corrine spoke at last week. Recall that Republicans control the House of Representatives now, and the House Committee on Small Business was holding a hearing on those pesky regulations and how small business needs fewer regulations in order to get relief from taxes and inflation. But Democrats on the committee invited Corrine, who, according to our old colleague Christina Liefren over at Wisconsin Examiner, took those Republican fairy tales and gave them a dose of daycare reality. For example, she noted that on more than one occasion, one big problem is that some regulations aren't enforced. It's not that you have to get rid of regulations, you have to enforce the ones that are on the books, like those creating near monopoly power, letting corporations hike their prices and blame inflation rather than their own dominant market power. So here are some examples. First, from her prepared remarks, and then we'll get to how she answered some questions. In her testimony, we'll play about 90 seconds of this, she touches on big business dictating prices, the reduction in rural childcare availability, the pandemic aid and tax deductions that saved a lot of childcare providers so that they could retain their workers, and the wait lists for childcare that will grow if Congress just lets everything go back to what it used to be, which was bad for small businesses like hers.
Many of those fixed costs are increasing due to the lack of enforcement of our price gouging and anti-monopoly laws, enabling corporate concentration by pushing out competition, lowering quality while raising the prices. By investing in childcare, our rural economy's decline can be reversed drastically and replace the 90,000 family childcare businesses lost between 2010 and 2019. Since COVID, investments to all small businesses and to parents in the form of increased tax credits and deductions increase the affordability of having children. Without the PPP, I probably wouldn't still be in business. Increased investment in childcare due to COVID has increased wages and viability for childcare businesses. Significantly raising wages without also raising tuition has been possible. Empty classrooms are reopening since our employees are staying and coming into the field. However, once the federal ARPA funding runs out, if the state and government, federal government refuses to continue investing, I will be raising my rates 25% a week per child. This means parents will have to either receive significant pay raises from their employers, remove their child from regulated care, or be unable to find work. If tuition gets too high, more childcare businesses will close due to lack of enrollment. Additionally, we are still down about 80,000 employees, leaving exponentially more parents unable to work since their child is on wait lists instead of in care. We are the workforce behind the workforce. Without us, people can't work, and without us, the children will not be ready to work, because again, that brain development starts at birth, not when they're 5 or 4 or 3 or whatever magical age school officially starts. And we can also meet the diverse needs of our community with the hours that are needed.
So there were some highlights from Corrine's testimony. And when Corrine was asked about wages, she took care to note that it's not enough to just throw money at daycare providers and call it good. There needs to be a specific emphasis on worker pay. And without providing better family leave and healthcare coverage, people will go back to being stuck in their dead-end jobs. And that will only make childcare and the whole childcare crisis worse.
So the number one challenge is the wage. We cannot pay anything. Wisconsin was about $10 an hour. Family childcare, we make less than minimum wage by the time you put our hours in. And so we really need to be able to get those wages up without pricing parents out. So we have to have some sort of system where the money goes directly to the wages. In Wisconsin, we took our ARPA funding and we actually put it into two pots. Every single program is eligible every single month to get money. One part is for operational costs. The other part goes directly to the teachers. And we fought for that as a group within our state and worked with our state licensing agency to make that happen. And that is what we are continuing to try and do, because it really comes down to those wages. And we also need some more health care and paid family medical leave and other things that all of us really small businesses cannot access, because we cannot afford to provide those things for ourselves or for our employees. And so that way, if we had it more took our taxes and more equitably distributed them, we would then be able to help encourage all of our people to be able to do what they love and not have to worry about being tied to a different employer because they need health care. That's also why a lot of parents actually aren't able to stay home with their children longer. They have their baby and they have to drop off after 6 weeks because they don't have any paid medical leave. If that would also help offset some of those crunches for infant care, especially because if a parent is able to stay home longer, they don't need care for longer. And so those spots won't be as filled with those infants and toddlers.
Okay, so we're going to hear more from her on the other side of our upcoming break, but there's a lot to unpack there. And before we do, I want to make note that while we're talking just about what Corrine had to say about small businesses who are, you know, home daycare providers, this really affects just about every small business that's out there. When you hear about the things that small businesses are advocating for, things like paid family leave, things like enhancing Medicaid coverage, known as Badger Care here in Wisconsin, so that more people have access to affordable health insurance. Because great big businesses can choose to provide family leave. Great big businesses can choose to provide all kinds of extras that small businesses can't get. As you'll hear later from Corrine, big businesses get all kinds of buying power and bulk discounts that small businesses don't get. So business does not speak with a singular voice. Big business has their voice. Small businesses have not. And the things that they need that big business might oppose as some kind of a mandate would actually level the playing field so that all small businesses could compete with the big boys and try to get a fair piece of the pie in their community. We'll hear more of the ways that Corrine Hendrickson talked about that before Congress coming up in just a bit. First, a reminder that we would love to have you subscribe to our daily newsletter. Go to upnorthnewswi.com, click on newsletter in the top banner, and subscribe to our daily newsletter. We'll be back in just a bit. You're Up North.
You are
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
The Badgers men's basketball team is in postseason play, and you can hear the action from the National Invitational Tournament on these local Civic Media radio stations. Wisconsin plays Bradley this Tuesday in Madison with an 8:30 p.m. tip-off. WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. In Richland Center, dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM. And in Amory, tune in 1260 AM WLAK. Every win in the NIT, find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and on the app.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today, and I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 34. Today, under sunny skies, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 19. High of 46. Tomorrow, overcast. Mid-40s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Friday with highs in the mid-30s and mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
Next segment. But at the moment, we are talking about small businesses and what small business needs from Congress and from the legislature. The helpful things, not the things that are simply talking points. And in this case, I'm talking about regulations and taxes. If you get nothing else out of this radio program, as we talk every day about politics and life, politics and business, or what have you, if you get nothing else, from now on, when you hear the word regulations, I hope that you will also put in the word safeguards, because we all tend to think of, and regulations have been marketed as, something that are entirely bad. And that is not to say that there aren't some restrictive rules or that there aren't some poorly written rules, but let's keep in mind why they were created in the first place. Not to tie hands, but to safeguard either workers from getting ripped off, consumers from getting ripped off, or the environment from being spoiled. Think what it would look like right now if we never had the Clean Air Act, if we never had the Clean Water Act. You can't simply cut taxes to zero and cut regulations to zero and think that that's going to make everything better. It's not. And that was why the testimony last week from Corrine Hendrickson was so masterful, as she spoke to Congress 1 week ago, a daycare operator from New Glarus who was talking to the House Committee on Small Business. And ostensibly, the hearing was about cutting taxes and regulations and things like that. But this next answer to one of the questions from members of Congress was wonderful, because, again, it was about small businesses and do they need tax relief. So asked what she thought could be done by Congress to make things better for small business, Corrine pointed out the current system is already good for business, really big business. And it's helping big businesses for executives and Wall Street, but not for anyone else.
I think just fair taxation in general. All of us small business owners pay a much larger percent of our income into a system that then takes that money and it goes to the larger corporations and goes to those types of things so that our small businesses have a harder time then and are paying for those large businesses to buy back stock and shareholder and things like that.
And then she reinforced the point on her next response, again noting that this shouldn't be about scrapping regulations necessarily, but enforcing what already exists, especially when it comes to the big boys controlling so much of the market that they can hike prices on small businesses like hers.
So for me, as a family child care provider, I'm not able to buy things at scale or go through larger corporations and things like that to purchase. So I have to go to the store to get things myself or purchase online. A few years ago, Office Max and Office Depot were allowed to merge. Since then, my prices for paper, ink, et cetera, have gone up exponentially and have not come back down along with the quality. My paper frequently jams. I have gone through several printers and things like that. And it's very frustrating because when I purchase something, I want it to be higher quality. And with that corporate concentration, it gets rid of competition and takes away that ability for people like that. Same thing with companies like Amazon that have taken over. You now auto reorder. I don't have a lot of time, but I've noticed those prices have actually gone up more than if I were to purchase from the original original proprietors.
And now in this final clip, Corrine addresses the tired talking point that the small business relief provided through pandemic aid was somehow a bad thing. Quite the opposite. She notes it's the first time in a long time that government showed that it gave a damn about small businesses. Small businesses, the ones that don't do stock buybacks and don't have double-digit profit margins.
Because childcare has such a low profit margin, we are only able to charge what parents can pay, unfortunately, which isn't a whole lot when you're looking at people at the beginning of their careers. And so we look at the average market rate really isn't comparative to what it actually costs to have a childcare business. So we actually are able to use government supports. Finally, first time in my entire career, I've had money that I knew was coming in every single month, and I was able to take that money and pay my operational costs, raise my own wage, and also hire people, which has been a breath of fresh air for all of those families as well.
Thank you.
And the USDA food program has increased to one tier, and if we were to make that permanent through the USDA Farm Bill, that would help offset costs to parents about $15 a week. Group centers, unfortunately, aren't always eligible, and so getting them into that as eligible, no matter what, would also help offset those costs for those centers, so they would be able to pass those savings on to families or increase the wages so they can recruit and retain highly qualified staff.
So again, that was Corrine Hendrickson, a daycare operator from New Glarus, testifying before Congress last week. You can read much more about it. Christina Leffring wrote it up for the Wisconsin Examiner. I would highly encourage everybody to go there and read more about it. Because again, Christina properly frames it as a committee that thought it was going to go in one direction, and Corrine took it in another and, you know, gave it the dose of reality that was needed. Corrine's been a daycare operator for about 15 years. She's been a Main Street Alliance member for a couple of years now. And again, we talked to a small business owner in the restaurant business yesterday. We've heard from Main Street Alliance Executive Director Sean Fedeplace a number of times. They are doing so much to help small businesses amplify their voice. Because again, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce doesn't care about them. They're looking out for the big boys. And Main Street Alliance and other groups as well are saying, wait, it's these hometown businesses that are the real backbone of the full Wisconsin economy. We had stats yesterday about something like, 99% of businesses in Wisconsin are small businesses and hire a substantial share of the Wisconsin population. So why aren't we doing more about what's good for small businesses? As mentioned previously, you're finally seeing that in, for example, the administration of Governor Tony Evers, who understands that some of the things that had been pandemic relief that was targeted to help small business shouldn't go away now, because then you just undo the progress that small businesses have been able to make. So, for example, the Main Street Bounce Back Grant Program, which was funded with pandemic aid, he'd like to make that something permanent. And again, you've got a $7 billion surplus to help get something like that started. But along with the financial incentives and tax deductions and things that you can give small business, you can also give them the consistency across the board, not business by business, but through the American workforce, of providing paid family leave. Something that, again, Governor Evers is going to kickstart thanks to the budget surplus that we have, and then turn it into, a funding mechanism that would come through employers. Extend Medicaid to more families. Wisconsin has lost out on literally billions of dollars over the past decade because of the continuing Republican temper tantrum that the Affordable Care Act got passed. And so as a result, they have refused to take the federal dollars that would allow more Wisconsin families to be covered by Medicaid, known here as Badger Care. And then finally, you can work to reduce the potential for monopoly power in the marketplace. That one is less a state issue as it is at the national level. Her example of Office Depot and Office Max merging, I mean, you could just hear in her voice the frustration on behalf of limitless small business owners who have had to deal with what has happened when some of these larger businesses get even larger. And that does more than, the inflation that might naturally occur in the market. It's only exacerbated when large corporations can charge almost whatever they want because small businesses have so many more limited options. If you have any thoughts on what we've talked about here with small businesses and what the legislature and Congress could do for them, you're welcome to call here 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. And our email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. One more clip I wanted to play, just something that I saw on the interwebs over the weekend. Mehdi Hasan is an anchor now on MSNBC or political analyst. He's been on other channels previously. Actually, just picked up his book on debates and arguments. And apparently he's known for his debate skills, but he's also known for his ability to quickly synthesize what's become known in this day and age as the hot take. And that if you give him 60 seconds and a topic, he will riff on something. So he made this appearance at a Washington, D.C. bookstore recently and took some Q&A from the audience. And we wanted to play just this one little riff that he was asked to come up with for two reasons. One, the person in the audience said, let's make it something positive. And then second, it's about young people and the role that younger people, younger voters are playing in building back the progress that has been lost over time. So again, this is Mehdi Hasan talking to an audience at a Washington, D.C. bookstore last week.
I am 43 years old and I love living in this country because I love all the people who my kids age right now. My kids are 15 and 10. I love young people in America because young people are saving democracy in America. And my evidence for that is go look at the 2018 midterms, go look at the 2020 election, go look at the 2022 midterms, every study that's been done. If you go talk to John Della Volpe at Harvard, he will tell you that young people with a crucial difference. Democrats say, oh, young people don't vote, only old people vote. No, not true. Young people turned out in major levels. If you take young voters out of the electorate, Democrats don't win the House in 2018, don't win the presidency in 2020, don't save the Senate in 2022, and therefore young people are actually inspiring us, because everyone's like, young people are apathetic, they're always on TikTok, they're always doing nonsense. Actually, young people out there fighting for abortion rights, fighting for civil rights, fighting for minority rights, fighting for transgender rights, fighting for people who can't speak for themselves. And so I say, young people is what inspires me in America, because I don't care what the older generation is doing, building walls and voting for Donald Trump. It's the young people who are going to save this country and save democracy, because it needs saving.
So there you go. And again, I'm not one of those younger folks. That would be, you know, Aaron. Aaron's one of the younger folks who's saving this country. Did that resonate at all with you when you hear that about a generation that's not those of us who are old fogies or rapidly getting there?
I mean, yeah, I've definitely have a lot of friends who. Yes, I work for a news/politics radio station, so I always talk to my friends like, hey, this is important, we got to vote about this, or like, here's what's going on. But I have a lot more friends now than I used to who are like, hey, I'm going to be the one to bring this up because this affects me and all my friends and everything. So,
Yes, and look, I think it was on the increase anyway before the Dobbs decision. I think that again, for a host of reasons, whether it's school shootings, the pandemic, what have you, just simply the tone that's out there in the Donald Trump era, I think rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Recall that when Donald Trump was at his most popular, there was very much a sliding scale. The folks who were at the very top of the age chain, if you will, loved him. And as you got to younger and younger demographics, they liked him less and less because they could see through, you know, the misogyny, the bigotry, the lack of any caring whatsoever about the country. But instead, it's all about Wall Street and profits and what have you. So I think we were already on a good roll at that point. The Dobbs decision simply crystallized it. And, you know, Aaron, I think people would say, okay, is that temporary or is it lasting? My sense is that it's lasting, that you know, folks your age and younger are going to be involved for good.
Yeah, I think that people are realizing that now that we've allowed all of these terrible things to happen, that we need to stay involved.
Yeah, let's take a pause here. We will then do our little music break, take a little history lesson, and wrap things up for this hour, and then tell you about a very busy 7 o'clock hour coming up here on Up North News Radio for a Tuesday.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Let it slip, it covered, check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Currently, it's 12 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
On this day in 1875, Maurice Ravel, the French composer, and that, of course, is Bolero. You're in one of three groups of people when it comes to this song. If you are over a certain age, it's simply a piece of music. Within a certain age, right now, you are thinking about Bo Derek and the movie 10. And if you are younger than that group, you might be wondering what the heck this song is and have you ever really heard it before. Although I could be wrong, Bolero's been used in plenty of other movies and cultural references. Aaron's probably about to school me on that.
No, I'm about to say that there's a fourth, much smaller group, and that's that you went to music school, so you know who Ravel is.
Yes.
And that's the one that I fall in.
Yes, I stand corrected, but yes. On this day in 1970, let's see, we talked last week about Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. It was on this day that their album of the same name hit number one and stayed at number one on the album chart for 10 weeks on this day in 1970. On this day in 1965, Bloody Sunday, when a group of about 600 civil rights marchers was brutally attacked by state and local police in Selma, Alabama. We mentioned earlier that Jenna Fisher is 49. Other Hollywood movies, Bryan Cranston is 67. Laura Prepon is 43. And here's a little song here that is now, what, 38 years old? I'm not going to lie to you. When I first hit this clip, I thought, well, I'll just, you know, listen to what part of the song should we put on. Yeah, I watched the whole thing, and I was immediately, you know, brought right back to 1985 as a junior at UW-Eau Claire, and it was the absolute peak of the MTV age. And so there was, you know, Michael Jackson in gold braids as he would appear in videos of that time. Cyndi Lauper, you know, done up with, you know, plenty of makeup. And it was such a mishmash to see, you know, there's Ray Charles, and then there's Huey Lewis, and there's Kim Carnes. And, you know, it went on and on. And, yeah, found myself watching the whole thing, even though the song is really kind of, well, it's kind of worn out by now. But it was quite inspirational at the time because it was there to help end what everybody knew was a growing and severe famine across East Africa. And so when you had Springsteen, Dylan, and all the others come in, people watched the video. People responded to it. They bought the record and raised a lot of money to help feed folks out there. On this day in 1983, Tears for Fears released their debut album, The Hurting. And one more music note, 1987, you might have been listening to Brass Monkey by the Beastie Boys.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey, chunky, that funky monkey.
That's to say you might have been listening to it. I was not. Licensed to Ill by the Beastie Boys topped the album chart this day in 1987, becoming the first rap album to top the album chart. It held the number one spot for 7 weeks. And also on this day in 87, they appeared on the show Soul Train and performed the song Brass Monkey off their album. And Aaron was looking around to see if you could find the actual Soul Train clip. We got better audio quality from the song itself, but I'm sure that was quite a show that day.
Yeah, it looks exactly like you'd picture it look like. Yeah, just a bunch of people standing around the stage, like kind of dancing.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So there's your music break. There's your history lesson for today. Now, we look back in the Up North News archives from our daily newsletter, which you can sign up for at upnorthnewswi.com. And let's go back 1 year to March 7th of 2022. And that was when Republican leadership was trying to make the case about, you know, how much they had cut taxes for Wisconsinites. But in that memo that they requested from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, we learned the extent to which the big daddy of the corporate tax breaks in there really hurt Wisconsin, because the credit that primarily benefits millionaires and corporations has this mom and apple pie name, the Manufacturing and Agriculture Credit. So it helps all manufacturers and all of agriculture, right? No. And disproportionately, no. At that point a year ago, the price tag was up to just short of $3 billion in additional corporate tax cuts that, again, did not go to roads and schools and all the other things that make Wisconsin work. Instead, it went into the pockets of not just millionaires, but multi-millionaires. At one point, there was one group that did a study on it and said that tax filers whose income was $1 million or more, so just their annual income that year was $1 million or more, they make up 0.2% of all the tax filers in Wisconsin. 0.2%. But they got 76% of the total dollars that were cut from taxes in Wisconsin because of that tax break. And no proof of job creation was required. So this wasn't something where you're giving tax credits to people or companies that are creating jobs. They're not. They weren't doing that at all. They were simply getting a big fat tax break, which was brought in by the, you know, Scott Walker legislature when it took over in 2011. Within short order, the Manufacturing and Agriculture Credit passed into existence and continues to be a drain on Wisconsin resources. We are asking a question this week, asking if you have a favorite movie of 2022, and it doesn't have to be any of the usual Best Picture nominees that you're going to see at the Oscars coming up on Sunday. You might have seen it in a theater. Maybe it was something streaming. Maybe it was on cable or broadcast. And I am looking through various critics' best lists of 2022 because I haven't really set up my first, second, and third yet, so I'm trying to get some inspiration. But there are some I haven't seen. I've seen previews, but I just don't know that I'm going to go see, for example, The Banshees of Inisherin with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. Aaron, yes, no?
You've seen? I haven't seen that one either.
It kind of looked like it might be fine, but I don't know. Then there was Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
That I did see, and I do recommend it.
That, yeah, you were one of them that said it was not overrated, as some folks have been saying. The Fablemans?
Well, I would say maybe a little overrated. Like, it's not greatest movie of all time, but it is good. Mm-hmm.
But and the Fablemans, you saw, right?
No, I have not.
Oh, I thought you saw that one. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? Nope by Jordan Peele. I'm not going to see that.
I want to, but.
You do want to. Okay. And then on Making Critics List, Top Gun Maverick, which I meant to see over the course of the past year, but just haven't yet. So I know at some point I will, but I also know I really should have seen it in a theater. But
yeah, that does make a big difference.
Yeah. So anyway, what I've been looking through here is, again, just the theatrical releases. At this moment, just on what I'm looking at from the list, I would say Elvis would probably be my favorite of those. But we've got the rest of the week to talk about this.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.